This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A guy named Michael Wolff wrote a book about Donald Trump. You remember this? It was called Fire and Fury.
Yeah, whoa.
And he was supposedly had gotten inside access to the White House. You remember this? It was the book. This dude was all over the media. He was a media darling for about a week, maybe a week and a half. Now he lives in disgrace. I want to remind you about his book. This is Michael Wolff. With Mika Brzezinski, who hates Donald Trump. By the way, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. We are exposing that no matter what these Democrats try, it isn't going to work. Because God is on the side of Donald Trump. Here you go.
I'm sorry. This is awkward. You're here on the set with us, but we're done. Michael Wolff, thank you. We're going to go to break now. Bye, everyone. We'll be right back. Do you regret inferring anything about Nikki Haley?
I didn't infer anything about Nikki Haley. What I inferred was that the president is that many of the people around the president believe he is still involved with various women.
That you might be having a fun time playing a little game, dancing around this, but you're slurring a woman. It's disgraceful. You're on the set of Morning Joe. We don't BS here.
Now, wasn't completely in defense of Donald Trump, but it was in defense of Nikki Haley. But guess what? They had figured him out. They figured out this guy is making stuff up. He's doing things in order to sell books. Why? Oh, Trump is a womanizer. Everybody around him. He's sleeping with everybody. Trump, do you get too close to him and you're pregnant? And you know what? It was a lie. But even worse than that was the one where Nora O'Donnell of CBS just called this dude completely out. Here it is.
Did you speak to members of the president's cabinet for this book?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
And did you speak with the vice president?
I did not.
When was the last time you spoke with the president for this book?
You know, as I said all along here, and the White House seems very focused on this, and I've spent about 3 hours talking to the president over the course of the campaign, the transition, and in the White House. But the important point I want to make is that this book is not about my impression of the president. I came into this with no agenda. I continue to have no political agenda.
Fair enough. But it reads like a running narrative. Like, as you say, you were a semi-permanent spot. You were a fly on the wall in the White House. But
exactly.
It does also read like your main source is Steve Bannon. Would it be correct to sort of say that?
It would be not correct. He's a very large source here, but there are many, many, many.
You have written it's worse than you thought. It's worse than anybody thought that he's mentally unstable, that he's an idiot.
Okay, I did not say he's mentally unstable. I would not be qualified to do this. I'd say I have merely described, and mostly not my impressions, the impressions of other people, of the people he deals with.
The president denies he ever spoke with you for this book at all.
Well, I think he probably had no idea he was speaking to me for this book. When I would meet the president in the White House, we would chat as though we were friends.
Interview to greet someone and say hello. I mean, that's not a journalistic exercise.
Yeah, you said 3 hours. You spent 3 hours with
Well, I, through the course of, first, I have sat down with the president for an extended periods of interviews. But there's other periods in which, and that's essentially what he's saying. They're trying to parse this and saying, oh, I didn't know that I was speaking to him when I saw him in the White House.
Just to clarify, the White House says the last time they have a record of you meeting with President Trump was February 2017. That's just barely 100 days into his presidency. Did you interview him after that date?
Let's separate this out.
Did you find yourself sort of going, oh, squirming a little bit? Feeling like, oh, I would hate to be Michael Wolff trying to answer these questions because Nora O'Donnell is being a journalist. She's asking the tough question. Well, yeah, I mean, I would meet him and then I would say hello. And I mean, that's kind of like doing an interview. And I could infer lots of stuff from it. And then I would go talk to people that gave me sort of an idea of what I thought about. Yeah, that's become me. That's become journalism for the left. And you know what Norah O'Donnell did to her credit? She called him out. You said the president is mentally unstable. He's an idiot.
Well, I didn't say that.
Because all he's doing is he was playing to his audience. He's not the only one. Michael Halperin's anti-Trump book sold 500 copies. 500 copies. He was going to be, whoa, I got all this dirt on the president. Nothing. There have been a multitude of books written about Trump. And let me tell you what they all are. They are kindling for your fireplace, if you have a wood-burning fireplace. They're kindling. They're meaningless. They're all nothing but lies, innuendos, and all they're meant to do is enrich the person who wrote them, who has no direct, even indirect knowledge of the president. Look, I can tell you this. I've met this man twice. Twice. And in the interactions that I've had, which have been short, sweet, and to the point, I can tell you, very genuine dude. Down to earth. And then go talk to the people that are around him. And I got friends that have been around him. Now, I'm not going to say like family, that they've been around him. And Trump is affable. He's an interesting guy in so many ways. He likes you at a distance. He'll help you and do things. But he also has this attitude that I can only help you so much. Then you got to help yourself. That was my impression. But he'll help you. Anyway, I noticed how the New York Times teased the book that's now all the talk of the town. It is John Bolton's book. They tease it. Yeah, they got people particularly interested, especially leftists, to bite on this. Another bombshell for Trump, right? How many books have been described as a bombshell against Donald Trump? Remember Omarosa's bombshell, the book that was going to take Trump down, Unhinged? Do you find Trump to be unhinged? Let me tell you what Omarosa did. Omarosa is a smart chick. She took what the left wanted to hear about Donald Trump. She got close enough. She then used the very words that they used to describe Donald Trump. And she sold a crap load of books to a bunch of leftists. And I'm going to tell you once again what that book is. It is kindling for a wood-burning fireplace. Not a fact in it, not truth in it. It is merely Omarosa getting over. Marketing. And it was marketing genius if you want to slit your throat and never have access to the most powerful man in the world. And that's what she did. We come back when we talk more about Bolton.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of books written about Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. Lots of people trying to profit off of Donald Trump. Why not? The most profitable enterprise, the most profitable brand in America is the Trump brand. Depending, any way you slice it. You don't like Trump, profitable brand. You like Trump, profitable brand. The most profitable. You in the media? Are you in the media? Because if you're in the media, Trump is your most profitable commodity. He's the most profitable inventory you have. Write an article about him and see. That's a deal. The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. You know what that book is about? 27 shrinks supposedly weighed in on Donald Trump's sanity. You want to know what that book is? What I tell you last segment. Speaking of which, the KevinJacksonShow.com, I told you it would make good kindling for your wood-burning fireplace. 27 shrinks. He's unhinged. He's crazy. He's this, that, and the other. And that's why Omarosa wrote Unhinged, because he said, you know what? I can cater to the losers. I can cater to the people that hate Donald Trump. And that's what she did. But who won in the end? Who won in the end? Is Omarosa winning or is Donald Trump winning? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. There was another book written about Donald Trump. It's titled Devil's Bargain. Now, here's a book, Devil's Bargain, with a picture of Trump on the title. And the idea here is that America has, you know, made a deal with the devil. We go to bed every night with the devil and we wake up to our devious nation, whatever we're going to decide to do. Bunch of books written about Donald Trump, all to influence you, to make you believe. How sick are you to have voted for this man? You've made a devil's bargain. The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. You inspired this book, you Trump people that wanted to get Donald Trump elected, which, by the way, there's a guy, what's his name? Rick Wilson? Here's what Rick Wilson had to say about you as they were mocking you, the Trump supporters, and Donald Trump about Ukraine. We don't have it? I know. Wait a minute. Okay, so anyway, we had a clip, guy from CNN, it was on the Don Lemon show. And he said Trump couldn't find Ukraine if you put a U next to a picture of Ukraine on the map. And then Don Lemon cracks up. They go on to talk about how stupid Donald Trump is. Right? How stupid he is. A Wharton grad who took $1 million loan from his dad, made it into billions, against all odds, gets elected president, and then upshows baby black Jesus to such a degree that they want to laugh at you. I wish we had that. I don't know how we didn't get that. I know I watched the clip, right, guys? Now, don't worry about it. People can watch it. Anyway, it was CNN. I think the guy's name is Rick Wilson. And he was on with some Indian guy. And they were, yeah, those dummies don't know what's a map and what's English language and what's this and that. And they mocked you. They mocked us. But that's okay. I put out a tweet on it and I said, hey, every time I watch these clowns mock us, I just look at this. And I put a picture up of them crying on election night when Hillary Clinton lost. That's what I do. Got a lot of retweets on that one. Twitter couldn't even shadow ban me. I got up to 300. Mock away. Because let me tell you something. Everything about you, the leftists, you mindless, brain-dead horses' butts, you are going to be exposed. You already are. You already are. I got to go back to Pam Bondi's expose. Well, let's go back to Saturday when the Republicans just shredded Adam Schiff. And now we want, oh, it's John Bolton. John Bolton. More books. Let me just go into these books. Trumpocracy, The Corruption of the American Republic. That was a book written about Donald Trump. They call it a Trumpocracy. A guy who goes and says, I want to bring in more DACA. I want to legalize more DACA. But we're going to do it and have a real system in place and look at complete immigration reform. I'm going to legalize three times more than you've asked for. And you know what the Democrats said? Nope. He says, we're going to review DACA, not as a presidential order, an edict, but we're going to let Congress decide. Nope. No, Mr. Dictator, you're going to decide. So they want to call it the corruption of the American Republic is Trumpocracy. No, it was Obamaocracy that gave us forced medical insurance that you couldn't even use. Here's another one. Inside Trump's White House. You think it was positive? Trump's White House that saved Carrier? Trump's White House that has brought more prosperity to Americans in 3 years than has been brought in decades? That has made up for all of the complete and utter destruction created by the previous administration? Here's another book. Fear. Trump in the White House. All these books that were supposed to raise your level of fear, your level of awareness of, oh my gosh, Donald Trump, oh, Lordy, don't let Donald Trump will ruin you. Remember when Andrew McCabe's bombshell book was going to take Trump down? Jim Comey's bombshell book? I mentioned one of the books that was written is an anti-Trump book, sold 500 copies. That is the amount of books you sell. The average self-produced book, self-published book, 583 copies. This dude had a publisher, and he sold 500 books. So now John Bolton, former national security advisor, he's under fire because they say Bolton is going to break this case open because all these other books did it, right? All these other bimbo eruptions did it. All these other things that Trump said that happened to be truisms, truth about American politics, that was going to break the back of Donald Trump. And yet he gets elected and there's not an American citizen who's really thinking about this and who's being truthful who won't tell you he got elected. As Obama sabotaged him, he didn't have a smooth transition. Obama wanted anything but Trump to be president, and he did everything within his power not to make it happen, and Donald Trump still got elected. Book after book, smear after smear, I could go on. And Donald Trump got elected against all odds. But the Bolton book is going to do it. It could prove pivotal, they write, in President Trump's impeachment trial. And what was funny, everybody's mocking the timing. They're mocking the timing. Oh, the timing was such that, you know, they knew after they got their butts kicked on Saturday, we about to have something on Monday. Let's leak the book. And they leaked it through the whistleblower's brother.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump, they're now in the Q&A phase. New Mexico Democrat Tom Udall says the Senate has yet to take on the issue of witnesses including John Bolton.
Well, will you go back and forth on these witnesses? Why don't we let the Chief Justice rule on relevancy and materiality? And I've been working with Chris Van Hollen. We had a motion to that effect. I think we should put that motion up, number one, right behind the vote on the witnesses. And we should say, let's let the Chief Justice rule.
Republican senators are now trying to find a way to deal with the fallout from John Bolton's forthcoming book. The White House has issued a letter to him looking to block the publication of the former National Security Advisor's book, which accuses the president of wrongdoing. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There was a big hoopla over Donald Trump. There was a video made that supposedly had Trump saying, get rid of her being the ambassador to Ukraine. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And the video looked like it was a horrible undercover bit. Like the dude was trying to hold his camera, like, down by his waist, like it was no big deal. It wasn't filmed like somebody was just saying, hey, let's just film this video. It was a poor attempt at an undercover video. So, and it was given to us by Lev Parnas. The Kevin Jackson Show.com, 844-551-8255. So Parnas is at a meeting with the president, and he turns over this video that's supposed to be damning for the president, right? And it was him saying, yeah, she won't hang my picture in the consulate. She's been bad-mouthing me. Let's get rid of her. Now, I jokingly tweeted, if Trump says get rid of her, you're fired. If Hillary Clinton says get rid of her, you're dead. And, of course, it stirred up a bunch of controversy. And Fox wanted to fire me, but they needed to rehire me in order to fire me. I'm joking, but it did. People were, oh, that's terrible, blah, 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 all the leftists. If Trump says get rid of her, you're fired. If Hillary Clinton says get rid of her, you're dead. I thought it was clever. I thought it was funny. I stand behind it. So for all the skanks out there who get mad at me for this, I don't really care. I want to talk about impeachment. I want to talk about Donald Trump's chances. I ended the show yesterday talking about Davos. And I explained that in Davos, the people there didn't care about impeachment. And now I know there's been the bombshell. We talked about it earlier, and I'm going to get back to the Bolton book. But it's going nowhere. And I want to talk about a few things. 4 out of 7 House impeachment managers who voted against sending lethal aid to Ukraine. Jerry Nadler, Sylvia Garcia, Hakeem Jeffries, and Zoe Lofgren. And by the way, Nadler's back convalescing with his wife who has pancreatic cancer. And I'm certainly not one to wish any bad luck on anybody. His wife has nothing to do with these proceedings. But I got to tell you, Nadler's got a convenient excuse to not want to get that butt kicked. And the timing of this Bolton thing, it has everybody chuckling. I'll get back to that. I promise I will. What I can tell you about these Senate impeachment hearings is if you want to see political grandstanding and political partisan politics being played, at the worst level, you're watching it. These are worse than Geraldo Rivera's expose of Al Capone's vault. And if you remember, to Rivera's horror and embarrassment, nothing was found in the vault when they opened it. And Democrats experienced that same horror on national television on Saturday, and it continued on Monday. Because of their zeal to impeach President Trump, Democrats accidentally exposed their nefarious plan. And the American people saw clean through the ruse, thanks to Donald Trump and the principles that I outlined, a day or so ago, where I told you the Democrats needed a complicit media. They needed believability on the part of the Democrats. They needed Donald Trump to not be a fighter. They needed a host of other things, and particularly, they needed Donald Trump not to perform. And then the last thing they needed was for the truth to be a lie. That's the way they could sell it. Not anymore. They can't sell it. And here's why I can tell you. Harris poll, 60% of Americans don't believe any new information is going to be revealed during the Senate impeachment trial. But the news is actually far worse, because according to the poll, Democrats hoped that something significant would come out of the proceedings. 61% of Democrats expressed hope for explosive news against Donald Trump. So what happens when, yet again, the Democrats' devious plan backfires? Oh, they think they pulled a Hail Mary out with this stuff going on with Bolton. Don't worry, folks. I alluded to it in the first segment. Don't worry about it. The plan's already backfired. The Republicans torched the Democrats in day one of the rebuttal. If you haven't seen that Saturday two-hour performance, I suggest you go look at it. It's not that long. There are many things I tell you, you can't get this back in your life once you view it. This you won't want to miss. Watch the synopsis of the two-hour response. No spin, folks, on what happened on Saturday where the Democrats got decimated. Social media was brutal. Lawyer and editor-in-chief of Human Events Will Chamberlain summed up what most of Americans felt about impeachment, and he tweeted this in response to Schiff's comment. He says, "They literally spent an hour contesting the facts and another showing you how Adam Schiff was deflected, distracted, and distorted the truth. I understand why you're salty. Pat Cipriani and Patrick Philbin just humiliated you. Hashtag impeachment trial." Not good, man. Chamberlain suggested, folks, that the Republicans destroyed Schiff in less than 2 hours, what it took 24 hours to build, and he was 100% correct, and it continues, because now, you've seen what happened Monday, and here's what's funny. The Republicans are like, we're staying right on focus. Democrats, oh, Bolton is this new evidence, and they need to prosecute, and they need to call witnesses. Okay, we're going to start off calling witnesses, and Bolton's going to be number 14. But you know what we're going to call first? Adam Schiff, all of his staff, Jerry Nadler, his staff, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all the FBI agents that are now part of this cabal. I mean, by the time we get to John Bolton, as the old saying goes, be careful what your wish is for. Yep. They picked him apart. Republicans blasted Schiff about the whistleblower. I mean, to the point where it was embarrassing. You know, I mean, I'm happy about it, but it was embarrassing. Adam Schiff had to really stop for a second and go, whew. I talked about it the other day. The brutalizing that occurred by the Republicans, of not only the Democrats' argument, but Adam Schiff's credibility, left this man fearful. Guys, I'm not kidding. If you get a chance, look at that video with him and the dude on MSNBC, Chuck Todd. Schiff is scared. He's not scared of Trump's tweet. He's scared because he's going, you know, we've done everything we can. We have thrown the kitchen sink at this man. And nobody believes us. It isn't going anywhere. In fact, his poll numbers are raising up. Filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza captured what many conservative Americans feel about this debaucherous Democrat farce. And he wrote this: I'm really enjoying this hashtag impeachment trial. I'm not flustered the way I was with Kavanaugh. There, the left's sleazeball tactics almost worked. This time we're on to them. We have a secure Senate majority, so pass the popcorn and get on with the show. Get on with the show. So what else did this poll report? Independents and Republican individuals were more realistic in their expectations, they say, with only 30% and 25% of them respectively thinking that new important information would be revealed. The question I ask is, what did they think would be revealed? Because most Republicans didn't expect anything to come out against Trump. That's my opinion, but I believe it. Thankfully, for the Democrats, Republicans were focused in their attack on the Democrats. They only attacked the credibility of the argument of the Democrats and the credibility of Schiff. And let me tell you, they left donkey as in butt carnage all over the Senate chambers when they were done. They could have mentioned the Bidens. They could have mentioned Obama. But they didn't. They didn't mention any of them. Bad news for the Democrats. Bad news. Anyway, Democrats have a problem, see. They don't, and I said this before, and I've said it a million times. When it's like building a business plan. You say, okay, where do you want to be in 2 years, 5 years? But you set what at the beginning? This is a quiz, and I'm going to help you. You set your mission and your vision. And they are two different things, and you need to know what they are. Our mission, for example, with Seeking Educational Excellence is we're going to disrupt the education system, and our vision is we're going to change it so that it goes back to truly educating kids. Those are different. They're the same in a way, but they're different. Democrats have a mission, and that mission is get Donald Trump. The problem is they don't really have a vision for how to do that, because the mission is...
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Where politics and law collide, point, you know, one of the things that you teach law students is that when you make arguments to juries, make sure you don't insult the jury. Mm-hmm. That is, you don't want to make statements that make them feel stupid or ascribe any bad motivations to them. And if there was one major blunder during the argument, it was Jerry Nadler, who got ahead of his skis a bit and said that the Senate could be engaged in a cover-up. And when he said that, people... on the floor recounted later that there was sort of a hush, a reaction from the senators. This is not the place for that. And what was notable is that it was Lisa Murkowski, one of the senators are trying to get, who was the first to object outside the chambers and said that she was deeply insulted. You know, this is not just the most deliberative body, it's the most defensive body. And if you actually call them traitors or conspirators in a cover-up, it's more likely they're going to join together than break apart.
Democrats tell you what they are doing by what they accuse you of. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Jonathan Turley, professor, legal expert, explaining it's not a good idea to go into the jury, you know, and accuse the jury of being a part of a cover-up. Well, that's Nadler's guilty dog barking. Nadler knows that the House attempted a cover-up. Nadler knows that at the highest levels of government under the Obama administration, they must attempt a cover-up. Democrats tell you what they're doing by what they accuse you of. You know this, racist, don't you? You know this, sexist, don't you? You know this, you inhumane people that want to separate families from their children, parents from their children at the border. Democrats want to do all of it, and they do it. They do it successfully, and they pretend that they are the most philanthropic humanitarian people on the planet. Yeah, if you like thieves and scoundrels, then they are. That is the honor among thieves. You know what the honor among thieves of Democrats is? Look, I'm not going to tell on you if you don't tell on me. We go up and do things. How many things have you done as a conservative where you go, leave it better than it was, give more than you take, promise, deliver more than you promise, and on and on. Holy cow. We have the servant's hearts, and that is why we're so gullible and vulnerable, is because we want to trust and believe. We want to believe people think like we do. We don't have conspirators' minds. Let me tell you something, folks. The Republicans on Saturday filleted the Democrats, did not bring up a single outside thing. All the things pointing to Russia, all the crooks that are involved in Russia, didn't bring it up. And on Monday, they said, you know what? Let's start laying out, and as Pam Bondi said, I don't even really want to talk about this. We don't need to talk about Biden. We're here to talk about the empty case, that the shell of a case that the Democrats have brought for impeachment, because the president of this country dare talk to another country about the funds that we're going to give to them and saying, I want to make sure there is no corruption. I want to make sure these funds go where they're supposed to go. Can you imagine a politician actually saying, I want the money that we collect for schools, that we collect by way of your gambling and your lottery, I want it to actually go to schools and not to the boondoggles that we do. Can you imagine a politician fighting to make sure that your tax dollars go where they're supposed to go? Because the Democrats can't. For them, that is treason. How dare you, Donald Trump? How dare you? Anyway, the Democrats now see the huge problems they face. They opened this up. They started this. Pam Bondi said, we don't want to talk about Joe Biden, but they mentioned him and Burisma 400 times. How can you avoid it? They make it sound like there was no big deal there. What are you looking at? Why are you wanting to look at the Bidens just because his son, he's a Yale graduate, he got a job over there with the most crooked oligarch in the country, known all over the world for being crooked? How dare you want to look into this? When we have Donald Trump clear to rights, saying he will take that $1 billion and he will not let you keep it, Ukraine, if you continue this investigation of Donald Trump Jr. Oh, wait, no, that was Joe Biden. But it gets worse for the Democrats, because this whistleblower was overheard making plans on how to remove the president from office in 2017. Do you think that the Republicans are going to skip this? Is it any wonder why Schiff dropped this whistleblower like Meghan Markle's blue-collar boyfriend? You can't be a gold digger if you messing with a broke... Oh, anyway, I'm not going to go Kanye on y'all. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke... But I ain't saying she's a gold digger. I would suggest to the Democrats that they stop opening vaults, at least publicly. They might consider working with the president versus against him, because it's not going their way, and it's never going to. You accuse the Senate of a cover-up when you are in the midst of a cover-up, and it's being exposed. And you know what's funny about it? The Democrats periodically will tip their hand. Listen to Nancy Pelosi talk about the wrap-up smear. She's going to explain to you exactly what happened to Donald Trump.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
As you consider the wrap-up smear, let that sink in, that Nancy Pelosi is admitting to you that you'd use the wrap-up smear to validate your lies. Then you can merchandise the press reports of that smear, and she says it, that we made. It's a tactic. Now, I'm not telling you that other politicians aren't aware of it, but here's what I will tell you. There is no amount of money that you can give to me that makes me want to hurt someone maliciously and ruin their life if it didn't occur. There's no amount of money. In other words, if you say to me, Kevin, I want you to go say something bad about Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, and you know it's not true, here's $1 million. Here's $10 million. Just make the statement. No, thank you. No, thank you. If what you tell me is not true, I'm not going to make the statement. And let me tell you, that is what will define your character, and that is what we are about. We would say, no, there is no wrap-up smear. I'm not going to smear somebody. You know what I tell my team all the time when we go after these educators that are, you know, trying to get social justice agenda, they want to sexualize your children and all that? I say, go look at their backgrounds. See if they're a pedophile. Find out if they've got tax liens and they're getting funded by Soros. And if you find that information, publish it. But if you come to me and you go, well, there's some thoughts or some innuendo and some rumors around, I got nothing for you. No. But if you find out that the high school social studies / gym teacher is vocal about sexualizing kids in school, and as it turns out, he's on a pedophile list or something, publish it. Because that's the truth. Let it go. Let it be known. He's rallying behind something because he's got a self-interest. Publish whatever you want about me. If you think you're going to publish something bad about me, I promise you, I have the answer to it, and it will be the truth. I will own up to whatever it is, and I'll tell you, yeah, I did this, but that was a lie, but I accepted that. I accepted this punishment for this reason. And you can take it or leave it, because I don't give a crap. But what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to let a lie go about me, and I'm not going to tell any lies on anybody else. Because I'm a principled person, and so are you, most of you, except these leftists that listen to the program. But you're trying, so I'm glad you're here. But see, Pelosi's telling you this. Schiff doesn't want you to know about his whistleblower. He doesn't want you to know how he prosecuted the case, the kangaroo court, because it will make him look really bad. It will expose his lies.
This is the
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.